Hi, this is Mark de Clive Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chuk and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chuk of Pearling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 16th, 2024, by Mike Clifford. A barge hit the Pelican Island Causeway Wednesday morning, damaging a portion of the bridge and causing an oil spill in the bay. That from KTRK. They report the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway is shut down for about 6.5 miles. The closure, a major setback for operations as significant maritime commercial traffic uses the waterway along the Texas coast. KTRK adds that Galveston County officials confirmed evacuations are underway for anyone who needs to leave Pelican Island, but they warn evacuees might not be able to return in the near future. And a wave of electric vehicles is coming, and the Chicago Area Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus EV Readiness Program is working with area towns and villages to meet the demand. Details now in this Energy News Network, Solutions Journalism Network, Illinois News Connection collaboration.
State leaders expect there will be 1 million or more EVs on Illinois roads by 2030. Edith Makra with the caucus says local governments receive free technical assistance and training in a variety of critical areas as they work toward the designation of an EV-ready community.
So it doesn't come out of left field like, hey, here's a great idea, let's do this. We've thought about this and we have our municipalities aligned and on board. And of our 275 communities, 159 of them have passed a formal resolution saying, you know, yes, let's do this.
Makra says the program was developed from a Department of Energy program called SolSmart, which assisted local and regional governments with planning for a renewable energy economy. She says EV Ready offers examples of forward-looking policies that make changes in codes to accommodate electric vehicles. Mark Richardson reporting.
And it's been a decade since the massive fallout from the Flint water crisis. Now Michigan leaders are highlighting their progress in removing lead lines from the water system to prevent a repeat of history.
Since 2019, the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department has received more than $85 million from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, or EGLE. EGLE spokesman Hugh McDermott says the funds given to Detroit are part of more than $216 million in grants to invest in a safer drinking water system.
They're going great guns in Detroit. They're replacing about 150 a week. We also wanted to illustrate that there's a lot going on statewide. Every couple weeks, we announce new grants for water infrastructure improvements in communities large and small.
The funding for Michigan's water system update includes a $75 million grant from the American Rescue Plan Act. That's the $1.9 trillion economic stimulus bill passed in 2021 in response to the COVID crisis. Crystal Blair reporting.
Water authorities point out they're also working with a $200 million expansion of the MI Clean Water Plan to help communities across the state ensure safer, cleaner drinking water. This is Public News Service. In a blow to free speech and the right to assemble, the U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to hear a case involving the rights of protest organizers in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Danielle Smith explains.
McKesson versus Doe stemmed from protests over the 2016 police killing of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A protest organizer faced charges after a police officer was injured by the actions of an unknown protester. Celie Gay with Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation says an opinion by the Fifth Circuit now stands that allows an organizer to be held liable for the individual actions of others at a protest based on negligence.
This case, without question, infringes upon all of our First Amendment rights. It's incumbent upon us to reject its premise and its intention, which is frankly to scare champions of justice and organizers away from mass protest.
The Fifth Circuit covers Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and Gay notes that the First Amendment still protects the right to assembly.
And a new round of federal funding is coming North Dakota's way to help plug dozens of abandoned oil wells.
The U.S. Department of the Interior this week awarded $25 million to North Dakota to respond to what's described as legacy pollution. 46 orphaned oil and gas wells will be plugged, along with remediation work in more than 270 contaminated sites. Curtis Shuck leads the Well Done Foundation, which works with states on capping neglected wells no longer in operation. He says this work is vital in reducing negative environmental impacts, such as lingering methane leaks.
End of the day, when we walk away from a project, it's hopefully like it was never there.
Beyond protecting air and water resources, federal officials say these projects create good-paying union jobs and pave the way for economic growth. A number of conservation groups say while these efforts are needed, oil companies that abandon these sites are being let off the hook. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Minnesota is moving closer to ensuring that all workers are eligible for the state's minimum wage of $10.85 an hour. The legislature has been taking action on a labor policy bill that includes a provision to essentially do away with minimum wage carve-outs. That would mean that certain groups of workers, such as those hired by small businesses and employees 18 and younger, would no longer have to settle for the lower wage of $8.85 an hour. During the Senate floor debate this week, Duluth Democrat Jennifer McEwen defended moves like these.
Our businesses in Minnesota are prepared to have a good quality of life for the people that are working at their businesses.
Republican senators argued that the state is creating a burdensome environment for small business. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, May 16th. Local early morning temperatures range from 53 degrees in Tannersville to 60 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Rain is expected today. Some will get it, most will not. Skies will be pretty cloudy either way. A high temperature of 67 happens at 6 p.m. Overnight will be dry with a low of 55 degrees. Friday is looking pretty nice. Partly cloudy skies, high of 76 at 3 p.m. 54 degrees overnight takes us into a mostly dry looking Saturday. Rain chances arrive for some of us at 3 p.m. Not much will fall when it decides to do so. High of 70 degrees happens at 4 p.m. Sunday may be rainy with a high of 69. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:44 a.m. High tide at 10:25 a.m. Low tide again at 5:25 p.m. Then high tide once again at 11:11 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 62 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:55 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:29 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 40%. Plasma winds will be average at 448 kilometers per second with a thin density of 4 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 173, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
KZMB, All Zombie Radio.
than wine. His shadow all around me, undefined by words you long to say. Cold and kind, your breathing will surround me. I'm inclined to let you have your way.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
On Tuesday, May 14th, the New York for All Coalition held a rally at the Capitol to call for passage of the New York for All Act. All New Yorkers, regardless of immigration status, want to lead open lives without intimidation. We hear from several speakers, starting with Robert Aguimine, who is the Vice President of Advocacy for the New York Immigration Coalition, who also served as moderator.
My name is Robert Aguimine, and I am the Vice President of Advocacy for the New York Immigration Coalition. We are here today to urge the state legislature to pass the New York for All Act. This act would protect immigrant New Yorkers from prohibiting local law and state agencies from colluding with federal immigration services. As attacks across the country increase on immigrants and immigrant communities, stripping them of their sense of security and belonging, instilling fear and uncertainty, undermining their basic human rights, New York has to take action, and it has to take action now. All New Yorkers, one more time, all New Yorkers, regardless of their immigration status, deserve to feel safe in their community. Unfortunately, too many live in constant fear and anxiety, impacting their ability to complete their daily tasks and live their everyday lives. Whether it's driving, walking to the grocery store, seeking medical care at the emergency, at the ER, all these different things that are necessary for us to live, they're impacted because they live in this constant fear. Shame. It is an absolute shame. This fear comes from the fear of being deported or incarcerated for something that is unfortunate of within this country of just being an immigrant. It impacts our ability to fully engage in our communities, with our community centers, with our neighbors, with our loved ones. It impacts every aspect of our life, and it doesn't have to be this way. No family should have to have the fear of the possibility of their loved one being removed from their family nucleus and never being able to come back. It is absolutely horrific. Every New Yorker, regardless of immigration status, needs to be able to live their lives within their communities without fear. New York for All would put an end to the inhumane policy that has scapegoated and targeted immigrant New Yorkers for decades. And by doing so, this bill improves public safety for all New Yorkers. We are calling on the state legislature and Governor Hochul to pass the New York for All Act this year.
My name is Cassandra, and I'll be interpreting Marcos's statement. Hello, my name is Marcos Martinez, and I'm here representing agricultural workers and supporting the New York for All campaign. I, along with many members of Alianza Agricola, work in dairy farms and ensure that New York can continue to be a state that brings prosperity to the agricultural industry. The immigrant community does a lot for the state of New York, and it is time for New York to offer us protections. We should no longer be in a position where we can be threatened at work, at stores, in medical centers, or in other support offices by calling the police. Many of my colleagues and I have seen or been victims of this collusion. And for that reason, many families have been separated. We know and have seen that calling the police is the same as calling immigration. We no longer want any collusion between immigration and local police. We believe that all immigrant workers in all sectors, agriculture, restaurants, construction, and many more, should feel safe. We are here because we come to work to contribute to this country and support our families. I believe it is time to recognize our efforts and rights. It's time to pass New York for All.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rebecca Lamort, here today on behalf of 10,000 hardworking union members at Laborers Local 79. Because right now, we need New York. by immigrants over 100 years ago, so this is personal to us. No one should move about their community in fear. No one should pick their child up from school in fear. No one should go to the doctor in fear. No one should go to work and come home in fear. Laborers Union is proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies here today in the Capitol, urging the New York State Legislature to pass New York for All and give all New Yorkers, the dignity that they deserve in their communities. On behalf of Laborers Local 79, thank you for having us here. Let's keep the fight going. Let's pass this bill.
My name is Rosie Wang. I'm a program manager at the Vera Institute of Justice. At Vera, we work to transform the criminal, legal, and immigration systems until they are safe for all. We are here today as part of a coalition that includes labor unions, domestic violence advocacy organizations, and faith-based groups to demand the passage of the New York for All Act to protect our immigrant communities. New York for All would prevent state resources from being used for federal immigration enforcement. It places sensible limits on the ability of the state and local agencies to collude with federal immigration enforcement across New York State. Everyone deserves to fully engage in public life without fear, whether it's commuting to work, going to school, or accessing crucial public services like the hospital or court systems. However, currently, there's no state policy that protects immigrants from having sensitive personal information exposed to ICE by state and local officials. And that's not right. Immigrant New Yorkers must live with the anxiety that contact with the state agency could ensnare them in detention and deportation machinery. They must worry that they will be torn away from their families and uprooted from their communities because they tried to access reproductive health care, they sought safety from an abusive partner, or they reported exploitative working conditions. As of the end of April 2024, over 370,000 people are in New York State immigration courts fighting deportation, fighting for their lives, and fighting to stay with their families. It's a shame. Over half do not have legal help because they cannot afford it. Passing the New York for All Act would help ensure that fewer people ever end up in such a terrible situation in the first place. This is more critical than ever as other states put forward legislation endangering and targeting immigrants. A looming federal election also threatens to bring about devastating implications for immigrant New Yorkers. New York State must take a stand. We must pass welcoming policies like New York for All in recognition of the fact that we are all better off when families stay together and everyone can openly participate in our shared communities. Thank you, Assemblymember Reyes and Senator Gonardes, for your leadership in advancing this legislation. We must pass New York for All and take a crucial step in ensuring that New York is a safe and welcoming place.
My name is Rosa Cohen-Cruz, and I'm the Director of Immigration Policy at the Bronx Defenders, and I'm here today to talk about why New York for All is one of our top priorities. We see every day that when immigrants do not feel safe participating in civic life, when they do not feel that they can trust government actors, they withdraw from society. They are less visible and they become more vulnerable. We want to create a New York for all. We want to create a New York where everybody feels safe taking their children to daycare, engaging in public systems, talking to elected officials like so many people are out here today doing. This is a New York where everyone should have a voice, and passing legislation like New York for All will only make that stronger. When local government actors and state actors start to do the work of immigration, they create a mess in both systems. We see ICE come in working with NYPD, working with the Department of Corrections, taking people out of the processes that they're in, and that ends up meaning longer time in jail for people. It ends up meaning sometimes people are deported or put in ICE detention while their cases are still pending. This does not create a functioning criminal legal system. It does not create a fair legal system, and it also does not create a fair immigration system. What it does is it creates double punishments for immigrants simply because they were not born in this country. It means people who are not born here are spending more time behind bars, more time separated from their children, and less time being able to participate in their communities.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Somebody is crouching in a corner I've ignored since I was knee-high to an aunt I never met. There's a therapeutic pillow on the floor beside the darker piece of wall that is continually wet. And I don't know if I can see beyond the fingers of my hand that I can dangle at my will before my face. And I'm not sure that I believe that there is nothing up my sleeve that isn't comfortable and happy in its place. For I am empty and my emptiness surrounds me and engulfs me and I love it and its warmth and faint aroma make me smile for being empty as potential. Think of all the things to fill me, all the pregnant possibilities on trial. So shove your gleeful mouth in my direction, heal my throbbing word erection, take it in your mouth and try to smile. There's a lot more where that came from and I know your disillusion is a key to doors that wait expectant mile on miles, so take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Cringing at a joke I told a drunken 41 years old, I wonder if there's karma after all. But only for a second till I'm back into a pattern that I doodled on the floor when I was small. Now I don't know if I can go as far as where I used to go without a thought for my own safety or of yours. And I'm not sure that if I went there that I'd like the buried treasure that I hid beneath the crazed linoleum floor. For I am fearful and my fear is all around me and engulfs me and I love it but its warmth and faint aroma make me sick. My fear is all I recognize from when I was so little and my eyes were soft to every adult trick. So take my shriveled psyche, stretch it out between your fingers, look through lenses made to magnify my soul. Well, there's no more where that came from, and I know your disillusion is a key to doors that all obscure that gaping f***ing hole. So take it all, 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 and a valley full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Yeah, take it all, 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 and a valley full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Take it all, 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 and a valley full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Yeah, take it all, 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 and a valley full of soul. Take it all, 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 that is totally your fault. Take it all, 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 and a valley full of soul. Take it all, 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 that is totally your fault.
welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is the fifth week that President Trump has been in court for this sham of a trial. They are doing this intentionally to keep him here and keep him off of the campaign trail. And I think everybody in the country can see that for what it is.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is joining a league of Republicans, including possible VP pick Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, in describing former President Donald Trump's trial as a political conspiracy. Polls show most Americans feel Trump is being treated fairly as a legal matter, although a bit less than half say the cases obstruct his campaign. House Democrats say they're disappointed by Johnson's comments coming just a week after they helped him keep his office. California Representative Pete Aguilar says Trump is using the cavalcade of conservatives outside the New York court to get around his gag order. And Aguilar says it's odd for the speaker to attack an independent criminal investigation, although Johnson is politically dependent on the former president.
That's the price that House Republicans have to pay, and that's the price specifically Speaker Johnson has to pay to have President Trump have his back.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden and Trump say they will have two debates before the election, one in late June on CNN and the other in September on ABC. Biden said he would not participate if they were sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, which has come under criticism from both parties. The New York Times is reporting that Russian government actors are creating disinformation videos smearing Biden, and intelligence officials testified to the Senate yesterday about foreign threats to the 2024 election. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says artificial intelligence is magnifying the danger.
Innovations in AI have enabled foreign influence actors to produce seemingly authentic and tailored messaging more efficiently at greater scale and with content adapted for different languages and cultures.
This comes as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is announcing a bipartisan regulatory framework on AI. Schumer wants $32 billion to fund research and says lawmakers of both parties are already taking action ahead of the first election in the age of AI.
If we're not careful, AI could jaundice, even totally discredit our entire system of elections as we know it. Today, I am joining the Rules Committee, which is marking up three bills, all three with bipartisan support, to address AI's impact on our elections.
Federal officials testified yesterday to a House committee investigating the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says preliminary findings show the cargo ship Dolly experienced power outages the day before it hit the bridge.
The March 25th blackouts were mechanically distinct from those that occurred on March 26th. Two were related to routine maintenance in port. Two were unexpected tripping of circuit breakers on the accident voyage.
The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily putting back in place a Louisiana congressional map that includes a second majority black district. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may have heard references to the Purcell Principle in news reports. What started out as a U.S. Supreme Court opinion to minimize confusion and disruption close to an election may now be a partisan voter suppression tactic. 5 weeks before the 2006 midterms, a federal court stayed an Arizona voter ID proof of citizenship law intended to suppress Native American voters. The Supreme Court took the case on an emergency basis, the so-called shadow docket, and overturned Purcell v. Gonzalez, citing confusion for voters and election workers if changes were implemented too close to the election. Courts have since cited Purcell to delay voting rights and redistricting cases, sometimes at the expense of the right to vote or fair districts, as with the racially gerrymandered maps in Alabama's Milligan case. A lower court struck down the maps in January 2022, but the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the order, allowing their use for the midterms, only to throw them out in June 2023 as a violation of the Voting Rights Act. It undoubtedly cost black Alabamians fair representation. A similar scenario may be unfolding in Louisiana, where fair congressional maps were struck down with the 2024 election just 6 months away. Could a partisan court influence an election just by manipulating a voting rights case on its calendar, then citing Purcell? We'll be watching. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We'll be right back.
Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band ask, have we mistaken the bottle for the whiskey inside?
I wrapped my love in leaves of green, as the sun on the hills it did shine. She spoke of things like the distant springs, which flow till they all do combine. Then we did flow, and combine as we lay. And our love, it will surely last till the leaves have blown all away. As the sun, it warmed our bones, my love, I wrapped in leaves of red. Like the starling's wings as they fall through the clouds overhead. Then we did fall through clouds white and gray. And our love, it will surely last till the leaves have blown all away. As the sun sank lower than before, she whispered things about nettle stings, how her heart was brittle and sore. Then both our hearts, they inclined forward astray. And our love, it did surely last till the leaves had blown all away.
From 2023, that's Leaves from Kopech's PG6 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
I also have a dog.
Take a ride. part of learning is definitely the, for me, the most important thing for happiness, and obviously for progression on a personal level and probably on a macro level as well.
That was Catskills' Wesley Harper with Take a Ride from his 2020 album Narrations.